You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The England women's blind football team were only established in 2022, but now they're on their way to the World Championships. Joining me now to explain more about the tournament is head coach Tony Larkin, OBE. Tony, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. This is a great opportunity to raise the profile of women's blind football. So, you know, thanks for giving us this opportunity.
Well, tell us a bit about the tournament, which takes place in India between the 2nd and the 12th of October.
Well, it's the second World Championships, and it's a great opportunity to, again, you know, we played in one in 2023 in Birmingham. We were at the stage where we were a development squad. We now have a number of tournaments since then. So we're going into the competition where we've got four players who've played in the World Championships, four new players. But it's a great opportunity. You know, we're really looking forward to the challenge of competing in the World Championship against the best teams. So you've got teams like Argentina, Japan. They've always been the benchmark. And funny enough, Brazil have got a women's football team. And I was talking to their coach a while back and said, you know, have you got a women's football team? He said, yes, but we're only going to enter them when we think we're going to win the competition. So that's their way of thinking. And that's how they've done it with the men's blind football. So, you know, it's an opportunity now for us to test where we are, you know, in the world, because there's a lot of countries now in women's blind football. There's over 12 countries playing in Europe. You've got South American, six countries playing there. We've got Australia, there's African nations, you know, Japan, South Korea. So it's started to really well established since, you know, it all kicked off in 2022.
A former professional footballer yourself, Tony, what drew you to the world of parasports and to blind football?
One of my last clubs is I played 15 years as a professional footballer, and my last league club were Hereford United. And when I finished with them, I played part-time for Worcester, and then I got a job working at the Royal National College for Blind. And from there, I started in 1988 to 2016. And my first role there was to establish blind football, sport, etc. And eventually I finished up as the director of the college when I retired in 2016. And it was in 1995 through British Blind Sport who asked me, would I help develop blind men's football and blind's partially sighted football? So from 1995 to 2012, I was head coach of, you know, the England men's blind football team, taken to eight European championships, five world championships, four world Grand Prix and two Paralympics. With the men, I did it from 1995 to 2001, and then I passed that over because trying to do both squads. So, you know, I've got loads of experience of working with blind people. And I can always remember the first time I worked at the college. You know, I saw these blind lads, and I looked at them and thought, do you know what? They've got the same enthusiasm. They love sport. They love football. And, you know, it was an opportunity to give them that chance. And then when I saw the likes of working with people like Dave Clark, you know, Robin Williams, Kerrin Seal, Roy Turner, who's still playing, I never ever saw them as disabled people. I just saw them as international players. So, you know, I was given the opportunity roughly enough after 2022, the FA asked me to do some interviews both for the men's football head coach and the women's. And as it is, I did the interviews, and then they asked me would I be a mentor role, particularly on the women's side. And I worked with Michelle Wilcox, who then we went to the World Championships. Unfortunately, Michelle, because of her work commitments, you know, I had to step down, and I took over as the head coach role. So I'm looking forward to creating an opportunity for the girls, really. You know, we're now playing at international football, and our aim, really, when we go to these championships, we're looking at the stages to get ourselves into a medal position. And it's a great opportunity. You know, there's a pathway, unfortunately, the girls, blind football is not going to be in LA, but there's a great opportunity for it to be in Australia in 2032. So I'm just using my experience to help develop the women's blind football at international level. And one of the reasons, you know, I encourage blind people to do football, because I used to also teach mobility trainers. I think sport is going to enhance people's movement, orientation, spatial awareness. and make them become more independent. So that was one of my roles when I was first at the college, is saying, right, let's get people doing sport, first of all, as a taste or a hobby, and then working with people like British Blind Sport, let's try and create a pathway so, they can play at just grassroots level. They could go into international level. And that's what's happened now with the women's blind football.
For listeners who maybe haven't had the chance to give blind football a go, but might be up to the challenge, where's a good place to start?
Well, the FA, obviously, and British Blind Sport, they're well aware of it now, but the FA have, programmes where people can come and have opportunities, to have some taster sessions, to have opportunities to go. So we've just recently worked with Liam Draper, who works alongside me, that we're now getting young vision impaired females coming along. They come to try out the session, they try it out in the shade, and then we think, right, okay, you're level, let's see now if we can invite you to more camps. And the idea is to get them to come to the camps, so as they get older we can start introduce them into what we call the development stage before getting into international level.
The women's blind side will be at St George's Park this weekend for their final camp before heading out to the tournament, and they'll be training on the Tony Larkin pitch. What kind of an honour is that to be recognised by the FA in that way?
When I first went there, I found it quite strange, because I can remember one of the things I did for the FA before, not long after I finished after London 2012, was help them to put a disability blind course together. And then when St George's opened, they asked me to come and deliver on the disability course for coaches who want to work with blind people. And it was quite strange when I got there, because they said, the session's going to be out on the Tony Larkin pitch, and Tony Larkin's here to deliver this one. So it's a great honour, but I felt not embarrassed, but I just sort of think, well, oh God, this, it really hadn't hit in. And now it's, when I just go there, and not when I say it comes to the norm, but I've started getting used to saying, oh, it's a Tony Larkin pitch and everything. But when I look at it, really, when I see all the people, there's David Beckham's pitch, there's my pitch again, that's when I realise, it's a great honour, really.
And how can we follow along with England's progress at this year's tournament?
Yeah, well, IPSA are going to be streaming all the games, and then because they're obviously a blind association, it will be accessible for blind and vision impaired people as well.
Well, lots to look forward to at the IPSA Women's Blind Football World Cup in India. Tony Larkin, OBE, we wish you and the England Blind Women's Football Team all the very best for the tournament. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's great. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.